adamación de la bastante que you move mountains.
To God be the glory. That the Lord has made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for intercessory prayer. We thank God for every prayer warrior. We thank God because the word says, my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, glory be to God, turn it from my evil and wicked ways. He said, we will hear from heaven and he will heal the land. And as we look around our nation, look around this world, God knows we need healing. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah. Yes,
he said,
God.
Men ought always to pray.
God.
And the word tells us to pray without ceasing. So we are here to pray on this Tuesday night. We're going to go right into prayer. Just a couple of verses of scripture I want to share with you momentarily. Coming from Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter number 1. Glory be to God. Looking at verse number 9. Luke chapter number 1, looking at verse number 9. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. But the angel said unto him, not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard, Jesus. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. Verse number 18. Zechariah asked the angel, How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years. The angel answered, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And I have been sent to you to speak to you and tell you this good news. Somebody need good news tonight. And I believe that the wait is over as we pray, as we go before the throne of God. It says in that first chapter, glory be to God, according to the word of the Lord, Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth have prayed for a child. And they are now well beyond childbearing years. And the angel appears to Zechariah as he's performing the priestly duties. And he said, don't be afraid. Your prayer has been heard and answered by God Almighty. I don't know who that's for tonight, but God is saying to you, that prayer that you forgot about, God did not forget about it.
Glory.
You put that thing, glory be to God, in the back of your mind, and you thought it would never come to pass, and God has moved out on it and manifested it. Look and watch God materialize what you prayed for and what you forgot about. Glory be to God.
Yes.
He says, Zechariah, God heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son. His name will be John. God's timing, people of God, this is why we got to pray, is the best timing. John, the forerunner to Jesus Christ, to announce the Messiah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. And God is saying to you and I, let's not get ahead of God.
Yes.
Let's believe our prayers are working.
Yes.
Let's believe what we have asked him. He has heard us. Let's not do like Zechariah and operate in doubt. But the angel said, listen, I need to mute your mouth. I don't need you to undo this blessing.
Wow.
God, Pastor, God won't mute us, but he will rebuke and correct us because we have to have faith. Filled words.
My God.
This is a season where we must exercise faith-filled words. It looks impossible to man, but with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
And Zechariah, you're going to see this blessing. And God is saying that to someone tonight. Don't get ahead of me. Exercise faith-filled words and then believe and receive. Zechariah and Elizabeth finally got around to believing and receiving. And Pastor, as we go on to read, Glory be to God. When the Messiah, which was carried by Mary, came into the presence of Elizabeth, the Bible says they babies leaped.
Wow.
I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I sense in my spirit that someone, glory be to God, something's about to jump off in your spirit. That dream that you put down, God is saying, get it back. That vision that he gave you, God is saying, get it back.
Yes.
That purpose that you pursued, God is saying, get it back. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, someone got their dream back. Someone got their purpose back. Someone is back on mission and they're on assignment because we believe tonight, in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. It's never too late when it comes to God.
Yes.
You're an on-time God. Yes, you are. The old saints used to sing it. He's an on-time God.
Yes,
he is.
Yes,
he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor. God, I pray for every person under the sound of our voice. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would manifest, that you, God, in the name of Jesus, will bring to fruition everything that they have on the altar. You said, come boldly, come courageously to the throne of grace, and we will obtain mercy. And right now, somebody need a mercy miracle. Right now, somebody need a breakthrough. Right now, in the name of Jesus, somebody need an answer. And you said in your word to ask for wisdom.
Yes.
And you who are the giver of wisdom,
yes,
you will dispense that wisdom,
yes,
that we need in this hour.
Yes.
So we're praying for every marriage on the prayer line.
Yes.
We're praying for every parent in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
This is a unique hour. The devil is coming against the family, but the devil is a liar. Your family will stand strong. Your marriage will stand fortified. Your business will not close and go under.
Yes.
You will accomplish every desire, every dream. Go back for that master's degree. Go back and get that undergrad in the name of Jesus. Go back and re-enroll. Glory be to God. We see through the life of Zechariah, it's never too late. Hallelujah. So God, I pray right now that you give us fire tonight. I pray that you give us zeal tonight. I pray that you stir up the gift of God on the inside of everyone who is on this prayer line. The enemy has come in like a flood, but your word said you will raise up a standard in the name of Jesus. So God, that one, yes, I'm speaking to that one that may be in a storm right now. They're going through a fiery trial right now. They're in the midst, glory be to God, of a test right now.
Yes.
And I believe that they're coming through. They're not just coming through because of this prayer line. You said where two or more are gathered in your name. Hallelujah. You're in the presence.
Yeah.
Where two or more, Matthew 18, as the touch and agree, we shall have what we ask of you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So what we bind on this earth,
yes,
will be bound in heaven. And right now we bind up everything trying to prevent your people from excelling, trying to prevent us from pursuing, trying to prevent them, glory be to God, for achieving and accomplishing abundance in the name of Jesus. But I thank you,
thank you,
that you will do,
yes,
exceeding. I feel God tonight abundantly above all that we couldn't even think about this one, God.
God.
Above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine.
Yes, Lord.
So, God, somebody's back in faith tonight.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's back believing tonight.
Yes, God.
Somebody feel like running on tonight in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
oh, we got running in our feet tonight.
Thank you.
The devil didn't expect this. The devil, glory be to God, he's backing up.
Yes.
Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God. God will draw near to you. So, God, I thank you. I thank you right now that we fight not against flesh and blood, but you said do all you can do to stand. That's why we called into this prayer line. We're standing. We're doing all we can do to stand. We feel like falling. We feel like giving up. We feel discouraged, but we're standing in the name of Jesus. So God, right now, minister to the hearts of your people.
God.
Minister to the minds of your people. Speak tonight, Lord. Koro Oshata. Re kire iko. Ra shile ikaba. Koro oshikile ikobo. Fala akiri. Re shile ikara. Oh, I feel the presence of God. The peace of the Lord is on this line. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. As pastor continue to pray, we open up the phone lines momentarily. Don't let this world take your peace. Don't let it have your joy. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Father, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for your presence on this prayer line, God. We just magnify your name because you alone are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, Father God, your power. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for, Father God, your will, Father God, being done on earth, even as you have already ordained it to be in heaven. Lord, we thank you that you always give us the victory through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that your grace is ever sufficient for us, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for a supernatural release of your power. We thank you, Jesus, that what you have already ordained for us and what you have spoken as you sent the angel Gabriel to tell Zacharias that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we walk by faith and not by sight, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we, Father God, are the children of the blessing of the promise of Abraham. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, knowing that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us, oh God, that is already done. So we walk and operate in the finished works of Christ.
Come on.
And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that what you have for us is for us and that no weapon formed against us can prosper.
Whoa.
We thank you tonight that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and never beneath, that we are the top and not the bottom. We thank you that we are victorious and not defeated. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the manifested works, the manifested blessings. My God, hallelujah, resting upon our lives, that we are mixing your word with faith. My God, hallelujah, knowing that faith without works is dead, oh God. And Lord, we just praise you on tonight, God, and we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. So we glorify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for this prayer line. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, the local assembly. We thank you, Lord, for blessing that assembly. We thank you, Lord, that everything that we touch is prospering. We thank you, Lord, for multiply seed. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you that you show up every single Sunday when we open the doors of the church. We thank you, Lord, that your glory rests in that house. We thank you, Lord, that souls are being saved and lives are being changed to your glory, God. We thank you, Jesus, that is already done in the heavenly realms. We thank you for the manifestation in the earthly realm. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for fruit, my God, hallelujah, unto your glory. We praise you, God, hallelujah, that every seat is filled. We thank you, Lord, that we believe that. Therefore, we speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you hear our prayers. You said if we pray anything according to your will, that we can believe that you hear us and that you give us those things for which we ask. So, Lord, we thank you that our children are blessed.
Jesus.
We thank you that our children are saved, that our children are walking according to your word, filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with your dunamis, filled with your power. power, my God, manifesting the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. We thank you, Lord, that not one of our seed will be lost. We thank you, Jesus, that not one that you have ordained to be saved can be snatched from your hand. We praise you, O God, that what you have ordained, that no man, no woman can stop your hand.
Jesus.
Who can stop the hand of God? We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That as the rain and the snow come down from heaven to water the earth,
that's right.
So is your word. So
back.
Goes forth your word,
right.
That you sent your word to prosper us. And you sent your word, God. Hallelujah. To bring forth fruit and manifestation of your glory in our lives. You sent your word to heal us. You sent your word, oh God, to nurture us. You sent your word, oh God, to empower us. You sent your word to effect change in our lives. And we declare and decree, oh God, according to your word, that it will not come back void. You sent your word, God, hallelujah, and your word will not come back void, but it will prosper for that to which you sent it. It will heal us.
Amen.
For which you sent us to be healed. It will edify us. It will equip us, my God. It will nurture us. It will encourage us. It will empower us. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, that the thief, the devil, comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you have sent your word. You have come in the flesh, word wrapped up in flesh. Mama, oh, shut up, mama.
Right.
Word wrapped up in
yes,
flesh,
yes.
You have come so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for eternal life. We thank you for abundant life. We thank you for victorious life. We thank you for prosperous life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministries, the church. We thank you that every soul that steps foot in that house steps foot on assignment, on purpose. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, not just for visitors, not just for guests, but we thank you, Lord, for co-laborers, those who will roll up their sleeves and labor with us in this work. We thank you, Lord, that every person that you have connected to us, every person that you have connected to Pastor Anthony and myself, every person that you have attached to us is walking in victory. We thank you, Lord, that every person that you have connected to us is walking in prosperity. We thank you, Lord, that every person that you have connected to us is truly connected, my God, in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
So, Lord, we praise you and we magnify your name. Thank you for the local assembly. Thank you for every family. Thank you that every family has victory. Thank you for every child, of every member that's connected to the local assembly, that's connected to the to us, Father God, that you walk, tend to walk into that house, God, to encourage us as we look out over the pews on Sunday, God. We thank you for those who are connected, those who will roll up their sleeves and do the work, those who will come excited, those who will come to pull on the anointing, those who will come to eat the word each and every week, those who will come to the altar, those who will come, Father God, to do the ministry of helps, my God, to usher, those who will come to pray in the intercession prayer ministry on Sunday, those who will come to give each and every week of their tithes and of their offerings, those who will come to hold up the arms of your priests, of your pastors. So, Lord, we thank you, even on this Clergy Appreciation Month, Father God, for a manifested breakthrough, the boom taking place in that house. So, Lord, we just thank you for willing hearts, helps, the ministry of helps, oh, my God. We thank you today. We thank you tonight for the ministry of helps in the local assembly, having enough loving people serving. We thank you for the ministry of helps, the acronym, them, having enough loving people serving in the local assembly, God, that they will come and work the camera. They will come and be the ushers. They will be the greeters. They will be, my God, the hospitality ministry. They will be the intercessory prayer ministry. They will be the altar workers. They will be the pew praisers and the pew worshipers, my God. Those who will come, my God, to share, my God, hallelujah, in the service each and every Sunday. So, Lord, we thank you that it's already done. My God, we're declaring and decreeing, my God, that it's already done. Those who will help, those who will share and preach and teach in the children's ministry, my God, those who will do the homily on Sunday, that will always have a word in season and out of season, not knowing when they will be called upon. If the pastor can't preach, that they will be there with a word in their Bible. My God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, for a house that's functioning decently and in order. We thank you, Jesus, for an excited people, an anointed people that come with their lamps lit, filled with oil. My God, hallelujah, to let their anointing meet up with the anointing of the pastors each and every week. So, Lord, continue to have your way at New Creation Christian Ministries. We bless your name, God, and we worship you, and we thank you, Lord, and we declare and decree that is already done. And bless this prayer line, God. Bless those who are faithful, God. Thank you for the givers. Thank you for the intercessors. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For those who are far away, who can't come through the doors of the church, God. Continue to bless them in their giving. Bless them in their sowing. Bless them, oh God, in their intercessory prayers as they pray for Pastor Anthony and myself, as they hold up our arms each and every week, oh God. No, they can't make it to the local house, but God, they co-labor with us, oh God. They have a heart for the church. They have a heart, my God, hallelujah, for what we're doing on this prayer line. They encourage us in the prophetic. They encourage us through prayer. They encourage us through the praise reports. They encourage us in their giving. So, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer line, oh God, and those who come and stand and fill in the gap. Thank you, Lord, for those members who are far away, God, those members in New Mexico, and Kentucky and Georgia, and all those members who are far away, God, who can't come, but they stand in the gap with us each and every week, oh God, hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. So continue to bless this prayer line. Continue to bless we call this prayer line blessed. We call this prayer line blessed. Those who are in Florida and all over the United States, Pennsylvania and all over, God. And we call this prayer line blessed, oh God. And even those who are part of a local assembly, our local assembly, our church, who come to the prayer line to hold up the arms of their leaders. We call this prayer line blessed. And we call each and every member of this prayer line blessed. We call the local assembly blessed. And we call each and every member of our family blessed of the local assembly. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor, start taking these calls. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Press 1 on your phone, and we will get to every caller tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. First caller from the area code 832. God bless you tonight.
Hello?
832. Yes, we can hear you. God bless.
God bless. How are you today?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm hanging there.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
I would
God,
like to
you
have yes, a prayer request. Pretty much everything in my life is going sideways, and my faith is shaking. So I need prayer for my family, and I'm looking for a job, for my marriage, and for my children. Pretty much that's it.
Amen. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. To God be the glory. Can we have your name, please?
My name is Lionel. Lionel, like lion.
Like
Yes, Lionelle. Lionel. Like lion.
Okay.
Yes.
Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for lying tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, hallelujah. Touch right now every situation as only you can in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word declares that all things will work together for the good of those who love you, who are called according to your purpose. And right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory already that she's already walked through. We thank you that you, God, in the name of Jesus, will give her the ability to stand. stand in the face of adversity, to stand and doing all she can do to stand, to put on the entire armor of God on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus. So right now, God, hallelujah, speak to her heart, speak to her mind, speak to her spirit, in the name of Jesus, that all is well. Glory be to you. So I thank you that no weapon against her, the family, the marriage, the children will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. Now, God, make a way where there seems to be no way in the name of Jesus. A financial miracle, a financial windfall, a financial breakthrough as only you can in the name of Jesus. You say you will supply all of her needs, according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Now we speak abundance. We speak those things that be not as though they are. And she is walking in prosperity, walking in abundance, walking in overflow, believing you by faith right now that you and you alone can do the impossible. So God, help her to walk by faith and not by sight. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Spirit, because God is saying to you tonight, greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. I'm going to say it again. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. I need to say it one more time. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I believe by faith right now that you're coming through this trial. God works in seasons, and this too will pass. In the name of Jesus, you will walk in abundance. You will walk in prosperity. You will have great achievements and accomplishments. Your ladder will be greater. Your ladder shall be greater.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
So God says,
amen.
Get the former things. Forget the former things. He said, behold, I'm up to something new in your life.
Yeah.
Behold, I do a new thing.
Yes.
And I know it's not sometimes easy.
Yeah.
But God says, try to forget the former things.
Yes, God.
Because he's up to something new. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
I believe support is coming soon. You're so welcome. God bless you.
Thank you.
Be encouraged and stay strong in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless you. So welcome. Amen. Pastor, take another caller. We thank God for her. She already got the victory.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. 832,
area code 832, ending in 81.
Oh, good evening, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. This is Elaine.
Oh, good evening. How are you, Elaine?
Good, good. I was just calling just to hear the Lord's voice, whatever he has to say.
Amen, amen. Let us pray for you. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for Sister Elaine, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you for her walk with you, God. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you continue, Father God, to speak to her heart, Father God, even as she seeks your face, oh God, and seeks to hear your voice on a daily basis, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing in her life and all that you continue to do, Father God. We just speak victory over her life in every single area, whatever she's walking through, Father God, and all those unanswered prayers, oh God. We just thank you, Father God, for the appointed time, oh God, when you will meet every need, oh God. We just ask, Father God, that you continue, Father God, to intervene on her behalf in every area, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever she needs, whatever she's looking for, whether it's finance, finances, Father God, or Father God, spiritually, or Father God, regarding her family or different relationships, God. We just ask, Father God, that you would give her, Father God, a supernatural breakthrough in every single area of her life. Lord, you are in control of all things, Father God, and you have divine providence in every single area. So, Lord, I just thank you for our dear sister, Father God, and Father God, continue to encourage her heart, continue to strengthen her, even as she walks daily with you, continue to give her, Father God, that hope for her future, letting her know, Father God, that you have all things in your hand, all things in your hands. Let her know that, Father God, hallelujah, you have a great plan for her life. Continue to encourage her in her sleep, even as she rests at night, in the name of Jesus. Yes. So, Lord, we just love you tonight. We praise you. We bless your name. We worship you. I'm just feeling led to intercede for you. Hallelujah. That there's so much going on in your life, so many things that you're believing God for, that you're needing answers and clarity for. And God is just leading me to pray for you and intercede for you. And, Lord, I intercede on her behalf, and I bind up the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
And, Father God, we declare victory over her life, and we come against anything that's trying to come against her. I speak over her mind, her body, her soul, her health, Father God, everything, Father God, that she is facing, Father God. Continue to strengthen her. Continue every area that has been weakened, every area that's been under attack, every area, Father God, that's in question, even in her own mind, Father God. I speak victory over every area. I speak breakthrough over every area. And we declare and decree, Father God, right now, Father God, that she's walking, Father God, according to your will, according to your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you. I speak peace. I plead the blood of Jesus over her life. As we plead the blood of Jesus over her family. We plead the blood of Jesus over her finances. We plead the blood of Jesus even over her assignment in this earth realm, in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper, that she is already more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, that there is nothing impossible, Father God, under the earth for you to do in her life, that what you have spoken, you shall surely bring to pass. And God, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God. Encourage her in every area of discouragement, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we silence every wagging tongue, Father God, that's speaking against her and that's speaking against what you have spoken to her, oh God, spoken pertaining to her livelihood and her life. And God, we speak abundance over her right now in the name of Jesus. And we dry up every area of lack, and we speak of a replenishing of the oil, my God. A replenishing of the oil, my God, in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even as she has poured out, God, we declare and decree a pouring back in, a refilling, times of refreshing, to be found in your presence. So, Lord, I thank you for filling her back up and refreshing her and giving her rest, my God. My God, giving her rest. God's going to give you rest.
Amen.
I just hear God say, rest in me. Rest in the faith. Rest in me. Come back to a time of rest. Rest in me. Rest in me. God is restoring you. He's replenishing your oil. He's bringing you to a season of resting in him. That's not meaning that you're not going to be doing anything, but as you're moving forward, as you're doing what you're doing, God says you're going to be doing it, but you will be resting.
Amen.
In faith, knowing that God shall surely bring to pass what he has spoken over your life. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for our sister. You already have the victory. You're already more than I hear you, Lord. God says you're already, it's already done. You already have the victory. You're already more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You've already been restored. You're already walking in divine, my God, divine order. You're already walking out the plan of God in your life already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your only labor is to have faith and believe, my God.
Faith and belief.
My God, yes. Your only labor is to believe. God says your only labor is to believe.
Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in this woman of God's life. Continue, Father God, to open her eyes eyes and give her fresh insight into everything that you have proclaimed from heaven for her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God,
amen. I receive it.
I say the angels are interceding. Jesus is interceding on your behalf. Angelic beings are interceding in the earth realm on your behalf. There are warrior angels all around you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God said you already have the victory. You already got the breakthrough. You already have the resources. You already have everything that he has for you.
Yes.
So just walk in it and watch it manifest.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty
amen.
Name, amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you.
God,
hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So keep
thank
praising
you,
him. Keep
yeah.
praising him. Amen. God bless you.
God bless.
God bless you both.
Amen. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. What a mighty God we serve. Somebody else needs to grab that word. You already. My God. Oh, my God. I'm about to run because I feel that thing so much in my spirit. It's like liquid. It's like chills going through my veins. My God. Hallelujah. You already. You already. My God. So whatever you need to attach to that, go ahead and attach that to it because God says it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller, but I want to pray for my mom. Father God, we thank you for Mother Mae Thomas. God, we thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for just building her up spiritually, God. Lord, you're doing a great work in this woman of God's life. You brought her a mighty long way, God, and she just has such a great testimony for you. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that her praise is her testimony. My God, Mommy, the Lord says that your praise is your testimony. I hear God saying you may not speak often. You don't come on the prayer line and say anything. You hear every week. He says, but when you praise me, he said, that is sufficient. He said, your praise is your testimony. God says, every time you praise me, it's anointed. My God. Oh, my God. Mom. God said, your praise is anointed. Oh, my God. He said, your praise breaks yokes. Your praise defeats the enemy. Your praise destroys the devil's plans. Your praise gives you the victory. He says, every time you open your mouth and say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you're doing something and you're demolishing the enemy's
yeah.
the enemy's camp warfare.
Yeah.
Your praise is doing warfare. And God says, just keep praising me. My God, Mom, the God says, you ask God, I want to do more. I don't know what to do sometimes. I don't know what to say sometimes. God says, just praise me.
Mm.
He says, keep praising me because your praise is working miracles. Your praise is bringing forth healing. Your praise is bringing peace in your family. Your praise is bringing your children closer together. Your praise is doing things that you can't even see in the unseen realm. So God says, Mother Mae Thomas, just keep praising me. So Father, I thank you for Mother Mae Thomas. Thank you for her praise. Thank you that she don't ask you for anything, but she praises you for everything. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! So Lord, I thank you, Father God, for my mother being a praiser. I thank you for the day she walked into the church in the living room.
Yes.
My God, and encouraged our hearts. I thank you for the times that she started to tithe and never stopped tithing. I thank you, Lord, Father God, for the times that she sows into our lives. Lord, I thank you for her faithfulness, the words that she speaks into our lives. So, Lord, continue to bless her. Continue to give her the desires of her heart. Continue, Father God, to encourage her, continue to manifest your glory in her life
yes.
and in the lives of her seed, her children, her grandchildren, her great grandchildren. We're walking this walk of faith because of the faith of our mother.
Amen.
So, because because of the faith of Mother May Thomas and what you put in her and allowed her to impart in us,
yes.
even as we are her pastors in New Jersey. So, Lord, continue to do the great work that you're doing in her life. Continue to bless her. Continue to keep her. Continue to give her the desires of her heart. And we thank you for Mother May Thomas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We love you, Mom. Hallelujah. James said, count it all joy.
Yes.
Count it all joy.
Yes.
So you just keep praising. And as Pastor said, amen, your praise do a work. Glory be to God that God is pleased with your praise.
My God, your praise.
It's a supernatural.
Jesus.
It's a supernatural occurrence. And we give God praise for that. She is a praise, and we thank God for Mother May Thomas. I take another call, the Pastor, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. This is a 678 area code.
Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, we can say no. I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. Where you lead me, Lord, I will go. I have no fear 'cause I know who's in control. There's no limit to what you can do, 'cause it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. You're almighty and all powerful, and it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Yes, yes, nobody can say no. There's no worry about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. When you lead me, Lord, I will go. I have no fear 'cause I know who's in control. There's no limit to what you can do, 'cause it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. You're almighty and all powerful, and it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. In control, there's no limit to what you can do, 'cause it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. You're almighty and all powerful, and it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. There's no limit to what you can do, 'cause it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. You're almighty and all powerful, and it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. Thank you, Jesus, because it all belongs to you. Yes, Lord. When Jesus says yes, when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. And when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no, because it all belongs to you. I have a testimony. I've been with a lot of pain, Pastor Rebecca, these past days. I don't know if it's the weather or whatever, but it was a different kind of pain. And yesterday, or the day before yesterday, when I took a shower, I started to cry in the showers, and I was praying to God. And I told him, God, please take this pain away from me. Now it's a different kind of pain. But then something came to me and told me, you know, it's nothing but the devil. He knows you're getting so close to God. Every time he sees you getting close to God, here he comes around trying to, you know, do something to you, trying to just make it a little bit more harder for you. So this morning when I got to bed, I felt like my body was a little different. I says, I feel kind of funny. I feel like, you know, that pain is not going to come back. Well, when I took a shower this morning, I started praying to God and giving him thanks. I put my right hand on my ribs, which is the one that's hurting me, and I told it, in Jesus' name, be healed. And Pastor, all day today, my back did not hurt me. It doesn't matter if it's for a short time, for a long time, or whatever. The thing is that it did not hurt me today. And I had such a wonderful day with my back. I mean, thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. All praise and glory to his name, because until this time, right now, I don't have the pain that was driving me crazy the past couple of days. It all belongs to him. It's all because of him. And whatever he says, believe in him, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not, it could be, it doesn't have to be yesterday, today, but it could be tomorrow or who knows when, but it's going to be happening. Just have faith. And I know that I have faith in God, and I know that God is looking over me. I'm raising my hand right now to him. Lord, hallelujah for all you have done to me in my life.
Yeah.
From when I was even before born, and you know what I was going to go through, but you're still there for me. I see a lot of things, even the storm that's happening in Puerto Rico. I'm keeping up today with all that. It's so sad, but you know what? God is going to take care of that little at a time. He will take care of it at his time. So leave it all up to him, because he is going to take care of our pain, regardless. I'm not saying physical. I'm just saying pain altogether.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, Lord, I love you and adore you, dear God. Thank you. And bless everyone on this prayer line, Jesus. Bless my pastor, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. Bring them many blessings, dear Lord, to them and to their family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we thank God for that.
Yes.
That's a word from the Lord.
Yes.
What a powerful
yes.
testimony. Of the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. You took authority over your body. These bodies are the temple of the living God, and glory be to God. Hallelujah. As you said, the enemy tried to mess with your mind.
Yes.
You did not allow him. Glory, you laid hands on yourself and got healed. And we thank
yes.
God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, she has decreed and declared through song, when you say yes, no one can say no. So I thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you have given her a well done. You have given her a yes. You are pleased in the name of Jesus. So I thank God. Hallelujah. As she has testified of the goodness of Jesus, as she has pleaded the blood, which never, ever loses his power, as she exercised her anointing over her own life in the name of Jesus. We see, glory be to God, faith in motion, because
yes,
faith without works is dead.
Yes,
and she, Lord, exercised her faith. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, that she got an immediate manifestation in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, God, you have done it. You have shown her your hand one more time. God, you reached down from glory and touched that area of her body in the name of Jesus. And she went throughout her day praising you. So I speak and I decree and declare that every day you will order her steps, that your word will be that lamp, as Pastor said, unto her feet and a light into her pathway. Your word won't come back empty. You said she will prosper. You said she is powerful. You said in the name of Jesus, she is anointed.
Yes.
So God, as she walk in it, not how she feels, not what she see, but God, she's believing you by faith that all is well. So I thank you for that testimony that encouraged somebody tonight. Because we go through trials.
Yes, Lord.
We go through tribulation.
Yes, Lord.
Your word says, but be of good cheer.
Jesus. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Woo!
Your word says,
hallelujah,
but be of good cheer.
Yes.
That's why she can still sing.
Yes.
That's why she can still cling.
Thank you.
That's why she got a song in her spirit.
My God.
Because she's believing what the Bible says. Be of good cheer. You can only sing if you're a cheerful individual. You can only sing when you're a cheerful person.
Jesus.
So we thank you for that testimony, Sister Maria. You don't know who you encourage tonight. I know you encourage your pastors. What a powerful word from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I believe.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
To God be all the glory.
Glory.
Well, we thank God for you.
God,
and thank God for that testimony.
Yes, yes.
Thank
God,
God
bless
for this prayer line. God bless you.
And Father God, we thank you for Puerto Rico, oh God. Hallelujah. And what you're doing in Puerto Rico, God. We believe that you are doing things supernaturally over there. A man has his a viewpoint of what's going on and how long it's going to take. But God, we know that you are in control. And Father God, we thank you, and we praise you, God, for just speeding up the process, God, supernaturally, bringing in the resources, God, turning on the lights, turning on the cell, turning on the phones, drying up the water, making the food, the provision for the food, making, Father God, provision for waters and drinking waters and cooking waters, and Father God, repairing everything that was broken and damaged, oh God, and sending in the monies, and Father God, just making a way out of what they say is no way. So, Lord, and keeping the hearts of the people encouraged, oh God, even in the middle of the storm, oh God, and just keeping the people lifted up and taking care of the elderly and taking care of the sick over there, oh God, and taking care of the pets, the animals, God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you because we know you are able. We know you are able to do all things yourself. So take care of Sister Maria's family and take care of Sister Carmen's family, God. And take care, Father God, all of those who are looking towards Puerto Rico, Father God, for your grace, your mercy to, Father God, be extended on that island, oh God. And Lord, we thank you that Puerto Rico shall rise again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we praise you and we magnify your name and we bless you for Sister Carmen on tonight, God. And Lord, we ask that you continue to encourage her heart. And Father God, bless her family and her marriage and her children. And bless, Father God, her daughter, Sister Yvette, and her sons, oh God. All of them, oh God, one by one and name by name, God. And bless and keep them. And bless Sister Maria's son, oh God. And Lord, thank you for her friends, oh God. Those that relationship that you have given them, we know it's blessed from Zion. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for what you're doing even in that middle of that relationship, oh God. And we pray that your will be done, God. And we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah,
thank
for healing
you, Lord.
And that her latter days shall be greater. So, Lord, continue to have your way, and we bless your name in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ. We praise you today and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You got me happy. I was up dancing while you were singing. Hallelujah. Praise to God. Hallelujah. God's going to make you
both. I love you both.
You need to hear that today. God's going to make you laugh, jump, leap, dance, shout. My God. It's God's got something special for us. So I thank you for that testimony and your healing testimony. So God bless you. We love you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
We love you too. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's the end of our prayer call on tonight. We're going to go down from this place, and we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank you, God, for Sister Rita. Bless her and keep her. Continue to encourage her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your hand upon her life. Continue to bless her family, God. Continue to help her as she transitions to Virginia. We pray, Father God, a blessing as she moves, oh God, that your hand will expediently make everything move according to your plan, according to your will. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So, God bless you. We ask that you continue to sow. We thank you for every seed sown in this harvest field. We thank you for co-laboring with us to do the work of the ministry. We thank you for just sharing with us, you know, and blessing us for the labor that we do each and every week here on the prayer line. You guys are a blessing to us, and we just thank God for you. Even as you continue to sow into new creation. We ask nothing for ourselves. We ask nothing for ourselves. We just ask that you continue to bless, especially this month, as we get ready for the conference, as we have Clergy Appreciation Month, passing the eye, if we would ask anything this month, we would ask that you continue to be a financial blessing to New Creation Christian Ministries so that we can continue to just do the work that we're called to do. Amen. We thank God we have a women's conference coming up. Go to our website, nccmonline.org. Get the information on that women's conference, October the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th. God is not playing. Can I say God ain't playing? Is that all right? Can I say God ain't playing? God is not playing. He is not playing. He has a plan for the women on this month, October the 27th, 28th, 29th. And you can get here by car, by train, by plane. Get here if you can. Amen. God's going to move mightily in the house on this month. It's a $25 registration fee, and don't let that stand in the way. If you say, I don't have the money, God will make a way for you to be there. Amen. So we pray that you will make it. Sponsor somebody. Sow a $25 fee. I can't get there, but I want to sponsor somebody. I want to help with the cost of the conference. Just sow a seed. Go over to nccmonline.org and be a blessing to some sister. Sow it to some woman's life that needs to be set free, that needs to have the dirt taken off of her life so that she can shine, so the glory of the Lord can shine forth on her life. Amen. So God bless you. Meet us on tomorrow. We'll be here at 7:30. Meet us also on Sunday at 12:30 at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. And if you missed the word from Sunday, you want to go to Facebook, it'll be on the website maybe tomorrow, but you want to go to Facebook and hear the word from last week and hear the word from Sunday. God is blessing the hearers. Amen. That word is prophetic, and it's for you and for me. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Love you, Mommy. Talk to you soon. Amen. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you. About your future.